Hello and welcome to another Texans Talk podcast. I'm your host of the day, Anthony Wood, and with me today is Aaron Wilson from the Houston Chronicle. Aaron, thank you very much for joining me. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Thank you much for joining us on the show. Now, it's obviously we've got a relatively busy week coming up ahead of us with the rookie minicamp about to start. Have you got any particular players to look out for, ones that perhaps aren't ones that get talked about a lot that came through undrafted free agency?
Right, yeah. If you mention the undrafted free agents, in particular, I'm interested in watching Johnny Dixon, the wide receiver from Ohio State, and also Curran Higdon, the running back from Michigan. I think they're two of the better undrafted free agents they signed. They also signed a nose tackle that I think has a good chance to at least make the practice squad, Javier Edwards, because he's a 3-4 nose tackle, and there aren't a lot of guys like him that can clog up the middle and play that position the way he can. So, yeah, I think there's really three to keep an eye on.
Absolutely, and Dixon and Higdon are two I've been keeping an eye on as well. Obviously, the Texans, most people were expecting them to draft either a running back and or a wide receiver because obviously they need some depth there. Do you think they've both got a good chance of making the roster as long as they perform well over the coming weeks?
Right. I mean, it's always an uphill fight for any player to make the 53-man roster as an undrafted free agent, but they've had at least one make it each year. So I think, you know, we're talking about some of the guys that I think are online for whether they make the 53-man or the practice squad. I expect them to be around.
Absolutely. And are there any other drafted draft picks that you're particularly looking forward to seeing?
I want to see how Max Sharpay moves around. He's someone that, if he's athletic enough, I know he's tough enough and big enough. I just want to see how does he move. And I'm not really too judgmental of a rookie minicamp. I don't tend to put a lot of stock in what these practices look like because even if you look good, he did well without veterans there. So I remember watching Will Fuller's rookie minicamp, and Will was outstanding. But the quarterback was a tryout guy. I don't remember his name. He was awful. And the corners were all undrafted. There was no one really for him to play against. So while he was excellent and wound up being, you know, obviously very talented, I didn't need the rookie minicamp to see that. And it showed me absolutely nothing other than he could dominate players that didn't belong.
Absolutely. So we might have to wait until training camp begins to really see some of the potential of these players.
Well, yeah, especially. And then I go a lot off of, you know, what do they do in a game? You know, how do they respond to contact, some adverse circumstance? Can they remember the plays? There's a lot of, as Brian Gain, the general manager of the Texans, likes to say, you know, there are a lot of boxes to be checked. And this is just the early stage.
Yes, it's going to be a very interesting rookie class, this, because there's some genuine talent there, but there's a lot of question marks. I know about potential, but players who went to smaller schools or players that aren't quite as experienced as others would like them to be. So it's going to be interesting to see how quite a few of these players develop. But looking ahead at one of the more rounded off players that the Texans have just brought in, they brought in Jalal Adeh, 29-year-old safety from the Chargers. He was with the Chargers since 2013. What do you think of this addition? Do you think he'll be in line to start, or is he more of a backup at strong safety?
I think he will back up at both positions. And I think he could play linebacker in a pinch and also contribute on special teams. I do expect him to make the team, be the top backup to the starters, Tayshaun Gibson and Justin Reed. And I think it's a nice addition. It only cost them $1.15 million. They only guaranteed him $150,000 in a signing bonus. So, you know, he is not permanent if things don't work out. But, yeah, I think it's a nice signing, and it doesn't count against the compensatory pick formula. It's definitely worth paying for a good backup in case anything happens to Justin Reed, who's coming off wrist surgery, or to Sean Gibson.
And do you see him as a replacement for Andre Howell, who obviously retired this offseason, or do you think he's not?
Yeah, that's exactly how Brian Gain put it yesterday. He is the replacement for Andre Howell.
Okay. So looking ahead at, obviously, other free agents that we've got coming up with a compensatory pick sort of out the way at this point in time, the Texans have just brought in, or today they'll be bringing in Marquette King, the punter,
right,
formerly the Oakland Raiders and the Denver.
Yeah.
Yes, what do you think of this? Do you think he's got a genuine chance of making the roster, or is it just a training camp situation to push Daniel?
Just a workout. I don't think they're going to sign him.
So what do you think they've got to benefit from this situation?
Well, he played for Brad Seeley, the assistant coordinator with the Raiders, so they have a connection. And I think you want to always see what's out there. Can you do any better? And you have to have an emergency list ready in case anything happens to your punter. But I don't anticipate a punter competition at this time. Might that change? But we'll see. See how he does today. But, yeah, I was told that there is no plan to sign him immediately.
Absolutely. And there are some more free agents that are definitely gaining interest. And over the last couple of days, you got to look at the likes of Kelvin Benjamin or perhaps Inman or Curse at wide receiver, someone like Jay Ajayi, Corey Grant, or Darren Sproles at running back. Do you think any of these sorts of players could be targets for the Texans? Do you think they could end up bringing them in to work out? Because as I mentioned, they need depth at those positions, especially running back. They really need a third choice.
Wide receiver would be interesting. Yeah, and I think while they could use a running back, I think they want to look at their undrafted guys first. So might there be more tryouts? Sure. Because it looks like, you know, they're in a mode of looking around. But my expectation is not to look for any major change. This is probably the majority of the roster and what they're going to go with.
So you're not expecting too many more additions before training camp begins?
No, I really don't.
And finally, Kareem Jackson made a very interesting comment about yourself. I was told this the other day, and I couldn't help but bring it up. He said that apparently every time you're in the locker room, he always thought you wore some fantastic suits. Do you have anything special in store for Houston's first preseason game against the Packers?
That's very kind of Kareem, because he's a very sharp dresser, and he has the wardrobe to be envied. So I appreciate him saying that. I think, as far as what I might come out with this year, I don't think I can afford a whole bunch of new stuff, but I always mix and match with the ties and the pocket squares and do my best. So, I try to come up with some good colors, and hopefully it's something that Kareem would approve of. But yeah, that's so nice to hear that. And if you speak with him, tell him I appreciate it.
So also, I don't know if you've seen the news, but DeAndre Hopkins has revealed the other day that he'll be appearing on HBO's Ballers next season. Yeah. Is that something you're going to be watching?
I do watch Ballers. I have seen all of the previous Baller programs. Sometimes they're good episodes, they're entertaining, and sometimes it's kind of average. It reminds me a lot of Entourage. It's the same people, the Mark Wahlberg group that made Entourage, and so it's a very similar plot of buddies, but in this case they're football players or work in the football industry, and I think DeAndre would be great on that. From what I could tell from the photos that he posted, it looks like he spends a lot of time in Los Angeles in the off season. And it might be some sort of workout thing at a gym with Jay Glazer, who's also a regular on the show. So, yeah, we'll see. He is pictured with Ricky Jarrett, the wide receiver, Denzel Washington's son, and good actor. I think DeAndre will do well. And his mom is having a movie made about her life called Sabrina. So, yeah, he's getting into some show business.
Yeah, absolutely. Sabrina looks like a fascinating story. Obviously, it's
very interesting story. Yeah, she's been through a lot.
Absolutely. So that's definitely going to be something to keep an eye out for. Something else that's worth mentioning, obviously Arian Foster, former Texans running back, he was in draft day back in 2014. I can't help but wonder, with DeAndre Hopkins now somewhat dipping his toes into Hollywood, do you think the two of them might ever share some time on the silver screen? Can you ever imagine that?
Oh, a collaboration. Yeah. I have an opinion, and this is just my opinion, but I feel like Arian did not do that well as an actor in draft day, and a lot of people didn't think that was a very good movie, but enjoyed it just because of the topics and it being football. But what I think he's very good at is podcasting, and he's also a good rapper and musician, and he's doing really well with both of those post-football pursuits, and he also owns a gym here in Houston. So yeah, he's doing great. I would be shocked if he is acting.
Do you think we'll ever perhaps see Arian come back to the Texans as a coach or an advisor in any sort of role?
No. In fact, I asked him one time, and he said he had no interest in coaching at all.
I guess that
mentoring in an unofficial capacity, perhaps. But yeah, I don't think he was very close to Coach O'Brien, and he hasn't really been around much since leaving the Texans. So it's really. It wasn't like he left on bad terms, but yeah, I would say that they were chummy, and yeah, I don't expect him back.
Absolutely. Do you perhaps see that lowering the chances of him being the next player inducted into the Ring of Honor?
He deserves to be. I would hope that he is in line to join the Ring of Honor at some point. I'm sure he would accept. And yeah, I think he had some philosophical disagreements with Bob McNair, the late owner of the Texans. I do think that he would accept if asked to join the Texans in the Ring of Honor, where his friend Andre Johnson is already in charge. So yeah, I think he would be happy to join.
I suppose we can only hope at this point in time. Aaron, thank you very much for joining me. I know you've got a very busy day ahead of you. Where can our listeners find you on social media?
I'm on Twitter at AaronWilson_NFL, and I'm on Instagram at AaronWilson7128.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And as always, we'll keep an eye out for your social media feed and, of course, your work with the Houston Chronicle. Thank you very much for joining us once again. I've been your host.
I have one question after we finish up.
Absolutely. I've been your host for the day, Anthony Wood. Follow me on Twitter at ARWoodNFL. And of course, keep up to date with all things Texans at the Texans Wire of USA Today. Thank you very much for joining us. See you soon.